Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The Supreme Court will require the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That's the Maryland man who was sent to El Salvador by mistake, despite having protected legal status, preventing his deportation to El Salvador, where he escaped political violence back in 2011. Abrego Garcia was sent last month to that country's notorious mega prison following what the government said was an administrative error. Our Devin Dwyer joins us now with more on all of this. Devin, what is the Supreme Court exactly ordering the Trump administration to do to remedy this?
Phil, this was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court upholding a lower court order that it facilitate the return of Mr. Garcia, as you said. He was wrongly sent to El Salvador, to that prison that we've heard so much about with a history of human rights abuses. He was detained in this country. He is an alleged gang member. He denies those affiliations. Those facts aren't in dispute. But an immigration court here in the United States had explicitly said he was not to be returned to El Salvador for fears of threats to his life. That, of course, has now happened, and the Supreme Court, in no uncertain terms, Phil, said that action was illegal on the part of the Trump administration, and that while it shows deference to the administration and its ability and timing to bring him back, it does need to be done in compliance with due process of law, Phil, and that's a very significant development tonight.
You talk about law, Devin. I'm wondering if there's any chance of more legal back and forth on this issue, or will this effectively start the process of bringing Abrego Garcia home?
Well, we'll have to see how the Trump administration responds. They had said they didn't have the power to return him. The Supreme Court apparently wasn't having any of that. They said that the district court order was proper, that this can be done. They expect the government to comply and correct its mistakes. So we'll see if there's further litigation here. We do know his family, his attorneys, have said they expect him to come back to the United States. Remember, he is not going to be just let loose in the United States. This is someone that was under a withhold order. But again, this was about righting a wrong, a legal wrong, a moral wrong, and standing up for due process of law. And tonight, Phil, the Supreme Court unanimously did just that.
Unanimously, everybody. Unanimously. Like alls of them have said, wasn't this the dude that was under a order of protection by a previous judge who said, whatever you do, don't send him back to El Salvador because El Salvador will kill him. He has like a legit claim of asylum, and he's under a protective order by a judge in the United States withholding him from deportation. And Donald Trump and his idiots make mistakes all the time, and they deport him to the exact prison where the MS-13 threat that he was fleeing from is uber present, because that's who's in the Central American Dictator's Terrorism Center. Holy crap. So guess what? Today there was a hearing back at the district court where the judge has just been resoundingly acknowledged as being correct and right in her decision to get him back because he was under an order of protection from our country, okay, not to deport him there. And so this went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They fast-tracked it. Hey, it's me, Donald. Do this for me. Do this for me. Hear this case. Do it now. And just say that we don't give a damn about this piece of trash. We don't care about this Salvadorian dude, okay? Even if he does look exactly like Kyle Rittenhouse. He ain't no Kyle Rittenhouse. He's not American. And he obviously didn't shoot anybody and hasn't killed anybody. And we don't like that about him. So deport him. Gone. Make a mistake. Well, today, the last night, the Supreme Court said, get him back. Cut the crap already. Stop deporting people without due process. If you would just follow the damn law, we could get off your freaking case. Literally. That's the message from the Supreme Court. It was the message about you could deport anybody you want to, Mr. President, which is frightening, but they do have to have due process. This was the previous ruling, right? They have to have a chance to deny that they are here illegally or to make their case for asylum or to ask for protection orders barring them from being deported back to a country where they will obviously be harmed, hurt, killed, threatened, murdered or jailed, right, for no good reason. And so each and every one of these people you put on a plane, they didn't have due process. Now, we don't care if it's like a pit stop in Texas, but you got to give them a minute in court. I mean, it could be, you know, for all we care, you could have like mass trials. We haven't ruled on that now, have we? No, we just said there's got to be some sort of a process that is due them, because if not, you're violating writs of habeas corpus. You're violating the Constitution that requires due process and writs of habeas corpus, meaning bring the body, show us who you want jailed and tell us why, and let them respond to those charges. I mean, it's so unbelievable. So I'm reading this two-page thing. Actually, when I printed it out, it was four. But, you know, it's just a two-pager, right? Lays out his case, and it says exactly what I just said to you. It says that in March, he was removed. He wasn't removed. He was kidnapped, okay? He was literally kidnapped from America and disappeared into a terrorist correction center run by a Central American dictator named Bukele, who Donald Trump invited here and will be here on Monday. Now, if Bukele is slippery and slimy and cagey and all this stuff, and he's like one of the, he will actually bring this guy with him, okay? I'm guessing that's kind of what needs to happen. But you never know with dictators. You just, they're very whimsical. They're very whimsical, and they think lots of cruelty is very funny and fun. So I don't know. But I'm just saying it's a possibility that he could come and bring this guy. Because today there was a hearing back in the district court, okay? And in Judge, I'm going to say her name is Zinnis, because it's an X-I, Chinnis. I mean, if it's like Oaxaca, then she's Winnis. I don't know. I've not heard anybody pronounce her name, so I don't know how to say it. But anyway, Drew Enson, the guy that was representing the United States in front of Judge Boasberg, he was there today representing the Department of Justice yet again. And Kristi Noem, the person, the deporter in chief, I guess, you know, the one with the great hair extensions and the lips that, you know, you want to lick and stick her to the wall. You know, the blow up doll girl, the one that likes to pose with guns aimed at your face. And, the one that likes to wear tactical gear. I don't know what her little, fetish is, but that's what she does. Anyway, so today this guy showed up to the court with the lawyer for Kilmer Abrego Garcia after the Supreme Court was clear, like crystal, bring him back. Go get him. And there was a hearing in her court today, and she wanted to know what steps has the government taken to retrieve him, to go get him. And I swear to you, this is what happened in the court. I'm reading like Anna Bauer, who writes for Lawfare. She actually was listening to the court case, and she was making the transcript and posting it on Blue Sky, which is how I know what happened there. It's the only way to know what happened there. Nobody is covering what happened there. But anyway, the hearing started, and she explained why everybody was there. And she said the Supreme Court ruled and directed the court to clarify its order, effectuating the return of Garcia. And we want to know what steps you took to get him back. The lawyer for the United States literally said, I don't have that information. They haven't told me. They haven't told him. He doesn't know what steps or if any steps were taken to bring him back now that the Supreme Court has ruled. Bring him back.